You know what? We got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our album review. And we're joined by Rosie in the studio. Hey, Rosie.
Hey.
Okay, so tell us all about this album that you chose. I heard it was a pretty big one.
Yes, I did the Tortured Poets Department by Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Tell me all about
it. It's a huge album. I did not even realize there's 31 tracks on it.
Oh, wow.
I sat down and listened for 2 hours, straight 2 hours of just listening to Taylor Swift.
Oh, wow. And how was it? I mean, Miss Taylor has been doing everything. I mean, she just got off this huge Eras tour, and now this is kind of like our first album we get from her. So how was it?
Yeah, so actually interesting, because I've grown up listening to Taylor Swift, and me and my sister love her, you know, more upbeat songs. And so I had high expectations for this new album. I was like, okay, like, we're gonna get like some good songs after this like tour.
Yeah.
Most of the 31 songs are actually pretty slow. And so after a while, I was kind of getting a little bored with that.
Was the sound kind of repetitive?
A little bit, I'd say. You'd think you'd have a little bit more of a variety with 31 songs.
Right.
There is mostly like maybe one upbeat song, one that's like half upbeat, half slow that I kind of liked, but most of it was just way too slow for me.
Oh, yeah, that's honestly, it's like weird. It's like surprising, but not at the same time from Taylor. Like, I love her upbeat stuff. It's great, but we don't really expect slow songs, like a lot of them from her. We expect a couple, but to have kind of a majority of an album be slow, it's kind of like, you know, kind of like question marks after it.
Yeah.
And I saw like the cover art for it was beautiful. It was like a black and white picture. It's kind of just
very
a black
classy,
and white vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, I was hearing something about features on this album.
There is a good couple of features. One of her most popular songs off the album, Fortnite, she does a feature with Post Malone, but you can't really hear Post Malone. I think he might have done like some background vocals. So I was kind of like, where's Post Malone in this?
Yeah.
Just like a couple other features, but she didn't really have that many for this album. So it's mostly just her for like the 31 songs. So
yeah, I kind of feel like this album for her was more poetry. Like I heard rumors that it was supposed to be a poetry book. Was supposed to be this kind of vibe for this album, and that originally maybe it was just going to go into a book, and it was just going to be poetry, you know, in a book, and like not be an album, you know, no songs. But then I think she kind of just stuck with the music route and made them all into songs. What do you think about that?
I could definitely see that looking back on a few of the songs. It has that poetry vibe. I mean, maybe it's just not for me, but like, yeah, I can totally see that. I could understand being torn over your breakup, but I feel like she has something so happy going on with Travis Kelce right now.
Yeah.
I just expected a more like bubbly, upbeat kind of vibe.
Right, right, definitely. Because I mean, I've seen so much about them being so happy. So it's kind of, you know, it's just like a complete flip that we're getting almost like a sad album, a slow album, you know? Like, where's the pop upbeat stuff? So what were some favorite songs off of this album?
Okay, definitely Down Bad is my top favorite. I think it's actually kind of funky because I don't really know. Like, I think she tried to use Down Bad in the context that we use Down Bad.
Oh, yeah.
But in the song, like, it does not make sense for that context. So I think she, like, means something else in the song, but that's fine. And then it's like, I can do it with a broken heart. Like, she talks about how, like, she went on tour, like, after her breakup and how she had to perform in front of millions.
Yeah.
During this breakup, it's actually her upbeat song on the album.
Wow.
And it's actually
okay.
really good. And, of course, Fortnite.
We love that. And, of course, it's kind of a special rendition of our album review because this is actually one of our new songs for the week as well. So, without further ado, it's Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone with Fortnite right here on New Music Monday. Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone with Fortnite. That's actually our last new song for the week and our song for our album review right here with Rosie. And, Rosie, what are some more standout points for you?
I think one of the most shocking points was for me was the song Thank You Amy on the album. If you look, all the letters in Thank You Amy are lowercase except for three, which spell out Kim. And I think that this song really is about Kim Kardashian, who Taylor Swift has beef with, and the song sounds like that.
Geez, do you know any more about this beef?
I mean, they've had beef since like Kim's ex-husband Kanye had beef with Taylor Swift. Like, Taylor Swift and him, you know, they had, like, when he upstaged her at one of the award shows.
Yeah.
And then they had beef, and then she tried to fix it with him, and then he, used her in a weird music video, and it just looked weird. And, I think, Kim even, recorded some phone call of Taylor Swift without her knowledge of being recorded.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. And, they just, have had beef since then.
Gotta love a good cup of tea on that one. Jeez. Well, thank you so much, Rosie, for that amazing album review. And of course, if you guys want to check out the full album review, then head over to our website, WZND.com, and you can check out the full thing there.